Good evening, I'm Lisa Desjardins. John Yang is away. We begin tonight in Ukraine as its forces prepare to launch a counteroffensive. Russia is striking across the country. In the eastern city of Dnipro, strikes late Saturday killed a 2-year-old child and wounded almost 24 others. 5 more children were among the injured. Top Ukrainian officials, including President Volodymyr Zelensky, now say that more than 500 children have been killed since Russia's invasion began. In northern Afghanistan, nearly 80 young schoolgirls, grades 1 to 6, were poisoned at 2 separate schools in a first-of-its-kind attack since the Taliban takeover. The girls have been hospitalized with unspecified injuries. The person accused of planning the mass poisoning had a personal grudge, an Afghan education official said. An investigation is ongoing. Since the Taliban took power nearly 2 years ago, girls have been banned from education beyond the 6th grade. In eastern India, the investigation into Friday night's train disaster found that an error in the signaling system is what led to the crash. India's railway minister surveyed the scene today and said further investigation will determine whether the error was human, technical, or sabotage. Over 275 people were killed in the crash. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is calling yesterday's rare shootout along its southern border with Egypt a tragic terrorist attack. 3 Israeli soldiers were killed in the incident, and their attacker, an Egyptian border guard, was also killed in the return fire. Netanyahu demanded accountability from Israel's neighbor and ally.
The incident on the Egyptian border was serious and unusual, and it will be thoroughly examined. Israel passed a clear message to the Egyptian government. We expect the joint investigation will be exhaustive and thorough.
Egypt has said its officer was chasing drug smugglers and that they will work with Israel to investigate. Back here at home, though a financial crisis has been averted with the debt deal signed into law this weekend, there are signs Republicans who voted no could move against House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. On CNN's State of the Union today, Congressman Ken Buck of the House Freedom Caucus criticized McCarthy for agreeing to what Buck called a Democrat bill. Buck wouldn't rule out action to vacate his speakership.
I do know that Speaker McCarthy has credibility issues. We continue to see the swamp. The folks in Washington, D.C. who want to spend more money winning, and we continue to see the folks who want to spend less money and really act responsibly losing. And so I think that Kevin McCarthy has an issue in a broader sense.
Speaker McCarthy, appearing today on Fox News, defended the deal that a 2-thirds majority of Republicans voted in favor of. And in Iowa, the search continues for 2 missing men after recovery teams found the body of another today beneath the rubble of a collapsed apartment building. A structural engineer's report, dated just 4 days before the collapse last week, warned that a wall of the century-old building was at imminent risk of crumbling. Other documents show city officials and the building's owner were warned for months. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, how a popular video game explores gender identity, and the story of playwright and civil rights activist Lorraine Hansberry.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.